Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
At this time of year, our kids are starting their sporting activity, and hopefully they've had their pre-participation sports physicals. And you know, some of our kids are pretty intense on the sport that they play. And so if you have one of those children, and you have dreams of that child even going into high school, college, or possibly pro, then you know that those kids and even their coaches tend to zero in and focus in, real tunnel vision on that sport and what's needed for that sport. Well, that may not always be the best way to become great at that sport. My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the Executive Director of the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. Let's talk about kids in sports and that sports-specific intensity that we're seeing so much these days.
Thank you, Melanie. It's great to be here again, and you're absolutely right. We're certainly seeing a lot more intensity, a lot more focus on a single sport. And, you know, that could work out okay if a kid's lucky and gets through it all, but chances are there's a tendency to really overload the young athlete in the same way repeatedly over and over again. So the risk of having an overuse-related injury, it becomes quite, you know, a lot higher if you're staying with one sport and certainly working really, really hard at it.
So if you're working really hard at it and your child, let's just pick a sport that I've seen this a lot with, tennis. You know, and the kids that play tennis or football, you know, they really get so into it that all of the training revolves around that sport. And even the parents hesitate to let them do other sports, to, you know, really work out in other ways. So what's kind of the feeling going on? I mean, they're trying to get them better at that sport. Are they doing more damage than good?
Well, first, the reality check is the hard part to swallow. You know, most kids who play high school sports, over 95% of them will really never play in college at any level.
Say that again, Dr. Bergeron, because parents listening really need to hear this. And I'm actually one of those because I have dreams of my daughter playing soccer.
Well, when you look at the numbers, you know, you have over 8 million kids that play high school sports, and you have a little over 400,000 in Division I, II, and III. At the NCAA level. So that's about 5%. So even if they emptied out the team at the freshman level in college, there's only room for about 5% of the kids coming out of high school. So most kids are not going to be playing their sport past high school, and at least recreationally they might, but not in college, and certainly not professionally. So you have to really be realistic. But that's not to say that you can't train hard and you can't try to achieve your best, but if you're really looking for somebody to stay healthy and give themselves the chance to play well and to play into their adult life without all these injuries, then you really have to approach things more sensibly, more long-term, and really give your child an opportunity to have a diverse athletic experience. And that does two things for you. One, it takes the load off the body from repeatedly stressing it the same way, doing the same sport, the same training. And actually, by doing other things, you mentioned tennis, playing basketball, for example, or playing baseball, for example, can actually improve the athletic capacity of that young tennis player and make them a better athlete, a more resilient athlete, an athlete probably that's going to have less of a chance of an injury.
Wow. So for tennis example, basketball and even maybe baseball can help in that in their quest to become a tennis player.
And soccer as well.
And soccer as well, because why? You know, parents are going to say, well, those sports are nothing like tennis.
Well, there's a pretty high endurance factor in tennis. And if you look at across the world, a lot of your elite tennis players from Europe and South America who grew up playing soccer and still play soccer, to, you know, amongst themselves, even as sometimes a touring professional recreationally. And so their level of endurance is really high. Their level of body control is very high. That running up and down the field stresses the legs in a different way than it does on a tennis court. You know, tennis playing at a competitive level can be really, put a lot of stress on the body, not only the shoulder and such from serving and hitting ground strokes, but that lateral movement, the bending, the up and back. So, you know, you can continue to stay active in a different sport in a different way and actually, again, take some of the stress off the body. And as we started off saying, you know, let's look long term. So few of these kids are going to play at a professional level, and even fewer are going to play at the collegiate level. So keep them safe, keep them healthy, keep them resilient, and give them a diverse experience. You never know. They may actually like basketball or be better at baseball than tennis.
So give us a little bit of a, you know, I would like this for my own personal, and I know other parents probably would too. I love that you said for tennis players, basketball, maybe baseball or even soccer. What if they're a soccer player? What other sports would be good for them to maybe play so that they can get sort of a well-rounded workout in?
Well, you know, just stressing the body in a different way, doing a different activity. Certainly something like swimming would be great, or cycling, or, you know, you hate to put in another running sport, but hey, you know, basketball could be good for a soccer player too, just because it helps the body, you know, control itself in a different way. Basketball is not going to have a direct effect on helping a young soccer player develop as a soccer player, but it lets that child experience something different, stay in shape by doing a different activity, and probably is developing them as a more rounded athlete who's going to be more resilient to injury and more resilient to the loads of the sport. And if they seem that they're going to be a great soccer player, then when they get into their older adolescent level, then they can focus just on that. But, you know, there's a lot of great team sport players at the professional level who did three sports, if not four sports, throughout high school.
So it's all about being a good general athlete, and that will make you better. Now, what about working out? You know, because maybe a parent or a coach says, no, I don't want you jogging, or I don't want you lifting weights because that's going to impede your range of motion for this sport. Or so how do they cross train where it's not going to, you know, have a negative effect on their sport?
Well, you certainly can't do everything at the same time. You really need to be thinking long term, and how do I develop myself over several years, not just several months, and certainly not several weeks. But if you look at a long-term plan, I need to get stronger, I need to get my endurance up. Certainly it's been proven in mountains of literature to support it that if you have some kind of resistance training program, that's going to make you stronger. It's not going to limit your range of motion if you do it in a smart way. And it can really help develop a more stable, stronger, more powerful platform so that you can do all those dynamic activities. So it really has a huge protective mechanism as well as a performance enhancement component to it.
Well, and I think that's so important. It's a protective mechanism. And I have my daughter playing basketball as she's a soccer player. I'd like her to maybe take track and field because she's so fast. But I don't know if that's going to be too much running, as you mentioned.
Well, it could be, but you know, you don't know what sport she's going to really excel at, and to limit their opportunity and to limit their exposure really may be limiting putting them into the sport where they're going to really truly be their best and really love.
And you also want to give them a season off completely, right?
Well, you can, you know, you don't have to have a season off where they're not doing anything. I mean, you can have a season off and sort of an active rest, you know, doing something completely different. Doesn't mean that you're sitting on the couch all the time, but you can certainly be physically active in some more recreational things or even a different sport that stresses the body in a different way.
So, you know, parents, you can make sure that your child does well in their sport by involving them in other sports, by getting them some cross-training, by showing them that a general athlete is going to be the best athlete, and also it's going to help them prevent injury. It's going to help protect them in other sports that they play, can help protect them in the sport that they're good at. So it's a great way to keep your child active, to keep them healthy, and to keep them playing sports. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body. We motivate and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.